وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقوم من الليل حتى تتفطر قدماه فقلت له لما تصنع هذا يا رسول الله وقد غفر الله لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر قال أفلا أحب أن أكون عبدا شكورا متفق عليه. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها نريد that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would engage in ibadah at night for such a long duration of time that his feet would begin to swell. Hatta tatafattara qadamahu. His feet would begin to swell and crack. So I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do you have to exert yourself in this way when Allah has forgiven you all your sins? Remember, every Nabi of Allah is ma'asoom. They are sinless. They have committed no sins. Allah has forgiven them the past, future, everything. So when a person is sinless, why does he have to exert himself and make such long sajdas, such long rukus, such long ibadah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an excellent reply. And we should all take this into cognizance and see, look at our lives, what type of amal we are doing. How much of ibadah we are doing. Look at our disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much more tawbah, istighfar, ibadah we should be doing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, should I not be a grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Afala akunu abdan shakura? Should I not be a servant that is thankful to Allah rabbul izzah? Allah has given me so much. Allah is so kind. Allah has forgiven me. And Allah has given me plentiful of good, of thawab, etc. in this world. So it's only right that I should now exert myself and show my shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah strove and he made his extra effort in attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despite being the greatest of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Despite being guaranteed, of course, every Nabi goes to Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every moment he had, especially at nights, and also at night, this is the time when our du'as are accepted. This is the time when a person engages in tahajjud salah. Whatever little we can do, 2 rakats, 4 rakats. But this should be part of our life so that we can connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and show that we are grateful servants. One is the fara'id we are doing, fajr, suhar, asr, maghrib, isha. But beyond that, the nafil that we are going to do, especially at night, when everybody is asleep, then a person rises and he reads his 2 rakats at least. And then this will bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha annaha qalat kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha dakhal al-ashru ahya al-layla wa iqadha ahlahu wa jadda wa shadda al-mi'zar muttafaqun alayhi. In this hadith, we did this before in the month of Ramadan, that when the last 10 nights of Ramadan will enter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spend the whole night awake in ibadah, the entire night. وَإِيقَضَ أَهْلَهُ And he would awaken those people of his household who obviously were baligh and who had the strength, not those who were sickly, but generally his wives, he would wake them up and also to engage in ibadah. وَجَدَّ And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will strive to his utmost. وَشَدَّ الْمِئْزَرْ And he will tie his loincloth. There's two meanings of this. One is when a person is going to serious work now, then he will fold he will roll up his sleeves, or he will tie his kurta tight, and now he's going to do serious work. Or other meaning is that he will not even have any relationship with his wives during those nights. Because now it is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would be seeking Laylatul Qadr. And he would endeavor to make maximum benefit of these Mubarak nights and last 10 nights especially. So we see in this hadith also, Rasulullah's ibadah every night is so great. Ramadan, he would exert himself. But especially in the last 10 nights, he would go all out. And to seek Laylatul Qadr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not just wake up himself, but even his family members, he would wake them up so that they can also not be deprived of Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to exert in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. so that we can gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. Allah ta'ala sees and we are showing some type of gratitude to Allah Rabbul Izzat, who has given us plentiful of this world. Allah has given us, we have had the ability to perform a Fajr Salah. Not on our own, Allah gave us a tawfiq. The ability to breathe in air, to eat, to have a home, to have some shelter. These are all ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we take for granted. Now how much more should we be then turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanallah.